Kyler Murray, breaking news. He has elected to enter his name into the NFL draft.
Not a surprise.
He announced his decision on Twitter with a tweet that says the following. I have declared for the NFL draft, period.
Mm-hmm. Which means whatever MLB and the Oakland A's.
That's all it says.
Right? I mean, that means whatever came of this meeting, and I think it's pretty much guaranteed that part of the meeting included MLB and the Oakland A's significantly sweetening the current $4.66 million he's guaranteed from the Oakland A's to get him not to do this, and whatever they offered was not enough to convince him not to at least pursue the possibility.
Well, there's the fly in the ointment, because there is a window here. The Oklahoma Sooners quarterback and reigning Heisman Trophy winner has given himself the option to choose the NFL over MLB. As you mentioned, Rich, he has a contract with the A's. It includes a $4.7 million signing bonus. The A's have tried to keep him away from the NFL draft. And as you mentioned, for those who don't know, Major League Baseball and the A's sent a contingent to Dallas to meet with Murray yesterday to try to convince him to stick with baseball, with Major League Baseball even giving the A's the latitude to up the guaranteed money and put him on the 40-man Major League Baseball roster, which by rule is a no-no in terms of drafted players being immediately put on the major league roster,
right?
Because it's a way you can circumvent the bonus pool, and that would help big market teams tremendously to do that. But they cited some sort of changing circumstances clause that now that football is clearly an option for him, that Major League Baseball is going to waive the rule and allow the A's to do that. He's entered his name in the NFL draft. He still has 72 hours during which he can choose to pull out of the NFL draft.
Yeah, I'm slightly uneasy with this whole situation. And it's really one of the biggest, I don't know if you want to call it a leverage play, but this is one of the more interesting, unique situations I think we've ever encountered involving a multi-sport athlete and a situation like this. My uneasiness stems from the fact that the Oakland A's went out on a limb when they granted Kyler Murray's wish to play one season and agreed upon one season of the sport of football before making good by his commitment to be a member of their organization. They did him a favor. Maybe now in hindsight, they're regretting they granted, because in hindsight it could really cost them, because unlike some other players who've not been able to make up their minds, he did sign his deal, which, as we've discussed, means that if he were to devote himself to football, pay back the bonus, this is pretty important because the A's used the 9th overall pick in the draft to obtain Kyler Murray. They would not be compensated in next year's draft. The sport would not make it up to the Oakland A's, so they stand to be the biggest loser in this scenario should Kyler Murray decide he wants to pursue a football career. And look, push comes to shove. I guess I can't begrudge him that. But he really screwed him, if that's what he's doing.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, you're giving the bonus back. If they're paying, if he took the 4 points, if he got to keep the $4.7 million, I'd feel worse about it.
I wonder if the A's are wishing that they granted the wish to let him play football while he was under contract to them, but made the penalty for what he may be about to do a little more severe than just repaying the bonus.
I guess. But in some respects, Rich, he's a 21-year-old who's trying to figure out what his next job is going to be.
I get it. I said when push comes to shove, I kind of lean in that direction, but I'm uneasy because an organization that in good faith granted you a request with the understanding that this is the way that request would be handled is kind of getting backdoored now if he goes football.
I get it, but it turns out he's really good at football, better than he thought he would be, better than certainly the A's thought he would be.
Sure.
Otherwise, the A's probably wouldn't have drafted him if they thought he was going to win the Heisman Trophy. Guys get good at things. Things change. I have no problem with him if he chooses to play football and he lives up to his end of the contract. Part of living up to his end of the contract is paying the bonus back to the A's and not keeping the $4.7 million.
He's been invited to the A's spring training, which would convene on February 15th. 11 days later would be the NFL Combine. So we talked about this a little bit last week. With the knowledge we have now about in what direction in which he's going, is it possible he reports and goes through the motions with the Oakland A's in Arizona, and then a few days later goes to the to the combine? Can he really juggle both of that, or does he need to completely dedicate himself to combine prep?
Well, here's the thing, Rich, is that they're still, I'm assuming they're still in some sort of negotiations with him. I'm assuming the A's in Major League Baseball are still talking to Kyler Murray. And my guess is this 72-hour window, he had to declare something today about the NFL draft.
Right, exactly.
So that's not a hard and fixed thing. He can still, within the next 72 hours, say, I'm not going to go to football. To me, all this does is extend the window that baseball can come up with the money to make Kyler Murray be a baseball player, not a football player.
Yeah.
And I kind of don't blame him.
That would be unprecedented.
Well, it would be unprecedented. And would you feel differently about Kyler Murray if, as it turns out, this is just a negotiating ploy for him to get more money out of the A's? If ultimately he used football as a leverage point to go get $10 million more dollars for himself?
No. That feels more like just business and using the leverage you have, as opposed to going back on what you said you would do.
Yeah, I get it. To me, if you pay the bonus back, though, that's the risk that comes with sports, Rich. Draft picks don't always work out. One of the reasons why Kyler Murray, the ninth pick, it's not like they didn't know he played football when they drafted him, you know? And if you say, yeah, we'll let you go back for a year, you have to go into that as the A's knowing that this kid doesn't have football out of his system yet. If he had football out of his system, he wouldn't have gone back to risk injury playing a year of football. So I don't have a problem with him changing his mind. Look, you know, you've had a daughter go through college and go through the transition into the workforce. I'm about to have three of them do that in the next 2 or 3 years here. Kids at 21 don't know what they want to do these days. And Kyler Murray just happens to have choices in front of him that have seven-figure paychecks in front of him.
Yeah.
Not, you know, do you match on the 401k, that
kind
of thing.
It's a little more complicated.
But he's a 21, 22-year-old kid, however old he is. What I found interesting in this is two things, is Major League Baseball's involvement in this. Major League Baseball's marketing executives being involved in these meetings. You can kind of see MLB working with the, you know, kind of being loose with the rules as far as allowing the A's to do this. They want to win one against football, right?
Yeah.
Football's the most popular sport in America right now. Baseball is viewed in some ways as being sort of not under siege. Football's under siege in terms of the safety of the game. But baseball is viewed as a sport with a dissipating audience, with an older audience. They're having a tough time connecting with the younger audience.
And this would be another example of baseball not keeping up.
Yeah, and I think...
Not to mention...
Saying if Murray went to play football.
Right.
Yeah, Murray went to play football, and if he plays baseball, this is a win over football.
That's
how
I'm
it would
saying.
Be positioned.
That's why baseball has a marketing team in on this and is trying to have some influence over this. And not to mention, this is an Oakland A's franchise that has had its fair share of financial... ups and downs in its recent history. They finally, I believe, have decided on where and how a new ballpark is going to be built in that Jack London Square area of Oakland. And they obviously, with the ninth overall pick, in their best case scenario, are envisioning Kyler Murray as being the face, Heisman Trophy winning Kyler Murray, as being the face of the Oakland A's franchise moving into the new stadium.
Well, yeah, which, look, that's a risk, right? I mean, he hasn't played in high A ball yet.
Right.
You know, like it. But let's put that on the shelf.
Right.
Like,
but when you take a kid ninth overall, you're certainly anticipating.
You're expecting big things.
A relatively quick transition to accomplished big league.
I get it. It's not like signing Bryce Harper and then putting him on the schedule and
it's different
for the refrigerator.
That's right.
You know, there's a lot more variability, obviously, built in with a kid who's never taken a swing at major league pitching before. It is interesting. There's two aspects of the A's being involved in this that I want to bounce off of you. One is just an observation, but the other is a question I want to ask you. The observation is, I do find it interesting that it's the A's that may be ponying up another 10 or 11 million in this thing for Kyler Murray, because let's face it, 10 or 11 million to the A's is a lot more than 10 or 11 million to most Major League Baseball teams.
Yeah.
This is a team that had a movie made about how it is to run on a shoestring budget. So that Billy Beane is involved in something like this, that Billy Beane would get ready to pay a prospect just an extra $11 million just to keep him out of the clutches of football, I find interesting. This is what I wanted to ask you. The A's are in the same division as the Astros. As an Astros fan, how do you feel about this?
Interesting.
How do you feel about baseball? How do you feel about baseball bending the rules, seemingly, to allow the A's to keep Kyler Murray? How do you feel about it?
I think if you're a fan of the sport, you're rooting for the A's to find a way to keep Kyler Murray.
Not asking that. As an Astros fan, how do you feel? This is a team that's in your division, and baseball is giving them what would appear to be an advantage.
I think if you're an Astros fan, you can't be too happy about it. All right. Anything that's going to make potentially make one of your division rivals significantly better, that has the an air of at least a slight air of impropriety about it, you can't be happy about.
I'll be honest with you, Rich. As an Astros fan, let him have it. Go ahead. Knock yourself out. He's the 9th overall pick. But the baseball draft is much more whimsical than the other drafts.
Exactly. And that's a good point. It's not the NFL or even the NBA draft with the 9th overall pick. There's far more speculation and I guess speculation or what's the right word? Not conjecture. Projection. There's a lot more projection involved in a baseball the 9th overall pick in the baseball draft than there is in the NFL or the NBA.
Yeah, I guess what I'm saying is as an Astros fan, it doesn't register with me. If they want to do it, go ahead. It didn't even dawn on me that I should be looking at this is a team in the Astros division. And until like a day of reading these stories, it's like, oh yeah, that's right. The A's are in the Astros division. Part of it is, I know the A's were good this year. They won 97 games. Yeah. Kyler Murray doesn't impact that team for a long, long time. So even if he's good, it doesn't matter for a while. But like I just said, that's $11 million that a team running on a budget isn't going to spend on something else. If they want to spend $15 million total, $16 million total on the 9th overall pick, that's a kid that may or may not love baseball as much as he loves football, have at it. He's obviously super talented, or he wouldn't be drafted with the 9th overall pick.
Yeah, that's.
But
the
it's
thing.
Not even
we
it's not even
know.
Showing up on my radar screen as an
right.
Astros fan.
And while I'll acknowledge certainly what you're saying is true, that the clock ticks a lot slower in this sport. Not always. You know, we don't know how special a baseball prospect Kyler Murray might be. So it's an unknown as to how short or how long it might be that he has the kind of impact the Oakland A's would hope that he has. And sure, no, I'm not saying that Astros fans should live in fear of what the Oakland A's are doing or not doing. But if this does have the potential to make them better and more competitive in the division, I think by default, you're not happy with that.
Well, of course, if it makes them better, I'm not sure it does.
No. Everything's, like I said.
Yeah, everything's got a probability attached to it. I think there's a better chance that the A's are going to have buyer's remorse over giving Kyler Murray a bunch of money, over basically quadrupling or quintupling what they gave him from the outset.
You know, unless he turns out to be one of those guys. And one of those guys is right here in Houston playing third base these days, named Alex Bregman, a guy who was a top 10 pick who needed a very, very short window to transition from college baseball star to Major League Baseball star. I'm not projecting Kyler Murray's that guy, but you can't rule it out.
Yes, there is a chance he could be really good. You're right, no question. Deion, did you see what Deion Sanders told Kyler Murray to do?
I can't wait to hear.
Pro Football Hall,
the most accomplished two sports star south of Bo Jackson in the history of big time sports.
Yeah, I would say so. And because those guys did it at the same time.
Yeah,
Kyler Murray does not have that option, especially as a quarterback, doesn't have that option.
Yeah. Deion Sanders used to take helicopter rides between Braves and Falcons games.
Did he?
Back in the day, if I'm not mistaken.
Across town?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Played in, as you just mentioned, the NFL, Major League Baseball during his career. What do you think Deion Sanders would advise Kyler Murray to do? What sport do you think he would advise Kyler Murray to go play? If you could pick one. I've got the answer in front of me here. I'm just curious what your guess would be. Which one Sanders was more successful at, obviously.
Yeah, it's hard to say what Sanders would say because he's a bit of a wild card, but I think the smart money is to play baseball.
What do you think? My question is, what do you think Deion Sanders would tell him what to do?
Probably the other way, football.
He actually said baseball. He said, if I was in his shoes, I'm picking up the baseball hat and I'm not looking back.
Well, he's gained wisdom with age.
That's a little surprising to me.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. If you had asked me the same question, I would have said he's a Football Hall of Famer. I would think, you know, in football, certainly, you know, Deion was all about the marketing, right? Prime time. Deion was marketing himself at Florida State before marketing was a thing, like back in 89, the gold chains and prime time. And this we know, football will do a much better job. Football's already done a better job as a sport of marketing Kyler Murray than baseball probably will do during his career unless they change some things.
True.
Right? Someone tweeted something funny this week about Kyler Murray sitting down with MLB marketing executives. And it was funny. They tweeted a script of the initial part of the conversation where it says MLB marketing. Hi, Kyler. I'm MLB marketing. Nice to meet you. Kyler. Kyler basically saying, your most popular player is Mike Trout. Nobody knows who he is. You ask 100,000 people and 90% of them would know me on a picture before they'd know Mike Trout. What's your next, what are you here to talk with me about?
Right.
That kind of thing.
I get it.
Yeah. Not good. So we'll have Dane Brugler on a little bit later in the show, a little less than an hour from now, an NFL draft expert.
There's also still, of course, and I'm glad we're
having... He's got Kyler Murray going 15th in his mock draft.
I'm glad we're having Dane on because there's still the process of evaluation for Kyler Murray by the football experts to determine exactly how much value he may have heading into this draft.
Yeah.
And we haven't been through that yet. I'm not saying he's going to drop dramatically and not be what we probably think he is, but at the same time, there's a lot of evaluation still to be done.
Well, this we know. He's short. So, like, it's not one of those things.
Seeing 5'10", I'm not buying it.
Yeah, but 5'10", 5'9", like, whatever. He's the shortest of any quarterback we've seen come in with first-round hoopla in a long, long time. Mm-hmm. So this should not be a secret to teams. The things that he's going to need to prove over the course of an evaluation, if indeed he gets to that point, and that this declaration of the draft is not him leveraging his position, is does he have the arm strength to be worth the 15th overall pick? Does his athleticism and his top-end God-given gifts with his legs, does that counterbalance maybe a less of an ability to fit the ball into tight windows, that kind of thing?
Well, he's got Baker Mayfield's successful rookie season in Cleveland going for him as something he can point to. And the fact that both Russell Wilson and Drew Brees have won Super Bowls, certainly. And
those guys are all better throwers of the football than Kyler Murray.
Yeah, for sure. But the whole height thing is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think the league's over that. I think they'll be fine with the to me, it's the arm. He's got to prove the arm. You're right. Like these are all sub 6 foot quarterbacks that are in top 15?
They're still challenged at that height. There's no doubt.
Yeah.